Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
We're back. We finally got a piece of the pie.
I wonder if they got a piece of Oreo, right? They could have just broke it and...
Yeah, that didn't spread too well.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to get like a threatening letter in the mail or
something. Who knows?
We're just kidding, Nabisco.
Yeah. That's
right. Even you got to laugh at that.
That's
Come on.
Right, yeah.
Anyway,
the only one.
That's right. I'm Bill Lakehill along with Troy Harmon, Ben Crow. We got a lot of CFPs, CPAs, EIEIOs, your CFA.
We got one here. It seems like Pat wrote in this week regarding Walmart same-store sales being down and questioning their growth strategy of opening a store down the street from an existing store. You know what? You can see anecdotal information of that. You don't have to go very far. Even right over here north of Kennesaw on Highway 41, you've got a store in Ackworth on the left. They closed half of it, so they don't have the garden center and some of that stuff anymore.
The big one?
The one on the left, you go just a couple
oh,
more.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you go just a couple more miles, and on the right, in the same little town of Ackworth, there is a huge Walmart. So if you look at what really is happening, though, and this is what I really think Pat's talking about, it's probably those neighborhood markets. What the neighborhood market is just a smaller version, and all it carries
smaller
is
box.
Groceries.
Yeah,
so... The company says that they won't put them any closer than maybe 1 to 2 miles from a super center. So this is not a super center. You're not going to find all the discretionary items in the store. You're not going to find clothing or any of that.
So what are they doing? Going after the Dollar Generals?
Yes, absolutely.
Family Dollars taking
yes.
some of that
and,
some
and
of that business.
If you look at what's happened since the financial downturn in 2009. The folks on the lower end of the economic spectrum have actually not benefited. I mean, they didn't have a stock portfolio last year that increased by 30%. You know, they don't have maybe even the 401k. So the wealth effect that many folks feel from their investments is not being trickled down to them as well. And so you see Dollar General, whose sales have just... you know, skyrocketed relative to Walmart.
There's been a lot of activity in that space here.
Absolutely.
In the last couple of months.
Right. But Walmart's a big enough company that they can actually get out there and try to capture some of that back. So that's really what they've done is they've created their within their company some smaller stores.
How far are they in the process? I mean, do you know how many of these smaller boxes they have opened thus far? Or, I mean, is there going to be a big push where we're going to see more and more?
Yeah, I can't tell you an exact number, but I can tell you this, that usually what they're doing is it's in more densely populated areas.
Mm-hmm.
And what you would probably expect is they're still not going to continue to, eat into their own sales significantly. They're really just trying to get the little guy. So, all things considered, we're looking at a long-term growth expectation for Walmart at a little over 8%. Their PE is below the market PE at 1586. We like the company. So I don't think that it's as big a problem as it might be perceived. Obviously, they continue to control a whole lot of real estate, and that's costs you whether no matter what the circumstances, it's a fixed cost. So it is something to be concerned about, but it's understandable why they're doing what they're doing. In the end, I don't have a huge problem with it. Still pretty profitable company.
All right.
Yep.
So are we buyers, sellers?
Yeah, no, we buy.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about Cohen from Atlanta. He says, I work two jobs. I'm able to contribute $17,500 to my employer, to my 401k at my primary employer. The employer matches 50 cents on the dollar up to 4%, so effectively 2%. I work part-time at my second job, which also offers a match, but it's 3%. I don't contribute there, and I make about 10 grand a year. Should I? What do you think, Mr. Crow?
Well, are all 401k plans equal?
No.
From a tax perspective and contributions, you know, they are on that level, but otherwise, I mean, we advise... You know, we review businesses that have
Absolutely.
401k plans and take a look. And in a lot of cases, we're able to save them money on the advice and
right.
and the investments they have to choose from. I mean, most likely in this situation, I mean, free money, there is a little bit of appeal to that in terms of the match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's with caution. I mean, just pay attention to your plan. A lot of people don't, and there are documents out there that you can look at that disclose the fees
yes.
related to your 401k, yes. and there's a summary
plan. You are supposed
plan.
To get an annual fee disclosure document
mm-hmm.
and a summary plan description.
Summary plan description.
But so, I would say 95% of plans are all fairly similar. Where things tend to go awry is more on the service side. The reason why we've been so successful in that arena is because we actually meet with the trustees quarterly, and we do educations for the employees generally once, if not twice a year. It's that little thing called service that you don't really get anymore.
Right.
So, but to your point, assuming all things are equal, then yes, you should reduce how much you're putting in the plan number one and at least get the free money in plan number two.
You want to get the free money both sides, all right. things, you know,
absolutely.
All else equal, you certainly want to do that. And then load up on the plan that looks better, you know, because you can go either way at that point. You know,
oh, absolutely.
To the better option.
Yes. But I don't know anywhere where if you only put 3% in, you get a guaranteed 3%. That's 100% return on your money.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
do that
hard to beat
sure.
that.
All right. So let's talk about Brad from Norcross says, can I still have a traditional IRA if I contribute to my 401k plan at work?
Short answer is yes. If you have earned income, you're less than 70.5. Now, the real question is, am I going to get a tax deduction for it?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's what everybody thinks about is, you know, when you think about making an IRA contribution, most of the time it's with the idea of saving money on your taxes. So when you're covered by an employer plan, the rules get a little bit more complicated because there are some restrictions there that you run into fairly quickly. Just to recap, you know, for 2014, how much can you put into an IRA? $5,500, and you got a $1,000 catch-up contribution, so $6,500 if you're over 50 years old. Now, if you're covered by a plan at work, covered by your 401k there, whether or not you can make a deductible contribution to an IRA depends on your adjusted gross income, okay? How much money you make. So if you're single and you make $70,000, you're over that phase out limit. So you can't make a deductible contribution.
But you can still make a contribution.
You can. It's a non-deductible contribution, and that adds to the basis of your IRA so that one day when you take money out of that IRA, it's not all going to be taxable
right.
to you.
But that assumes they fill out what form there, Ben?
That's a 86-06.
06. Look at
that's
that.
Right. That's right. Pass that. That wasn't on my list, man. That's a trick question. So,
I knew the answer to that one. That's why I asked.
That's right. That's right. Good question. Okay, that's for single. Married filing joint. You know, once you're over $116,000 in income, you cannot make a deductible contribution if you're covered by a plan. Now, what about when the situation, which comes up quite frequently, where one, you've got a married couple and one is covered by a plan and one is not? Well, in that case, the phase out is a little bit higher. In 2014, this year, it's between $181,000 and $191,000. So if, you know, your wife works, if I'm working, I'm covered by a plan, she also works, she's not covered by a plan, if we make less than $180,000, she can still do a deductible IRA contribution. So that's the lowdown on that.
I got you. Now, reality-wise, is if you're single, if I'm looking at your numbers right, then you really want to do a Roth and probably married filing joint under 100 grand, right? Because if you don't get the deduction,
your Roth contribution
might as well
is,
be in a Roth.
You know, it doesn't, you know, the Roth, the difference in the Roth is the phase out. So it doesn't matter if you're covered by the plan or not. You just have a dollar limit phase out.
Isn't it the same phase out? Or no, it's different.
No, it's different.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not. So
I probably should have known that, but I'm not a CPA. I can't believe they didn't make the phase outs the same.
No, because they lightened up on the Roth restrictions, you remember? So
I'm too old to remember. You still can't earn more than 100 grand, right?
And do a Roth, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
If you're single, what's the single number?
Well, they might be inflating it now. So yeah. I might be thinking back a few years.
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember that.
But do you prefer the Roth over the traditional if you're not getting a deduction?
I mean, if you're not getting a deduction, absolutely.
Okay.
If you're eligible to do the Roth, then that's certainly the way you
want
to go.
What if you're getting a deduction?
This depends.
It depends. Now, what does every tax question, how do you answer every tax question? Let's just be honest.
With that. It depends.
It depends. That's how it starts. Then you get clear from there, but not much. So.
Okay, let's see. Well, look, we were talking about Dollar General earlier, so let's take that question, Troy.
All right.
Miles from Canton says, I hold Dollar General. I've heard you talk highly about them in the past. What do you think about their bid to buy Family Dollar? And do you think we'll see a bidding war with Dollar Tree? Well, there was some news about
that.
Right?
News there, on
there
that today,
was,
right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Dollar General, just to start out, obviously, it benefits from the lower end of the economy. It's one of those spaces that you're not going to see Amazon taking over because the size of the purchase is not commonly big enough to worry about shipping, right? So, you know, a decent retail company year to date, it's been down about 5%, which, you know, we're up 9% at the moment. So, you know, it's been lagging the market pretty significantly until they made the bid to buy Family Dollar, at which point the stock bounded about 12%, I think, on the initial news, finished that day about 10% higher. You're right about the news that we saw. Family Dollar has now rejected that actual offer.
So Dollar General comes in and offers more money.
Yep.
And then they turned it down.
That's true. Yep.
At this point.
Right.
But what did they say? What was the reason?
They're worried
antitrust.
Well, they worried about antitrust. But if you read more and more, you see that it might be that the CEO
I was going to say is going to get canned, right?
Is going to get canned. and the truth is, there's so much of that news out that that's probably a little closer to the truth.
You can understand that.
Yeah. I don't think that they'll go away, and neither does the market, because when you see a stock, you know, bounces 10% and then it only pulls back about 2% on the negative news, the market still believes that there's a chance that's going to go.
There might be some behind-the-scenes discussions about nice
going on.
Parachute package, I would think.
Who knows what that will be.
All of a sudden, the antitrust is not really an issue anymore.
we're really not going to be a problem.
But actually, Dollar General is a security that we hold, and it's one that we like. Some of the things that we like about it, as I mentioned, you know, it's not going to be one of those brick-and-mortar places that's going to get blown away by Amazon or the, you know, internet purchasing. We also saw that they've been adding to their SKUs from the $1 to $5 range, so they're still staying with their brand, you know, keeping it kind of a dollar store. And they also recently started offering tobacco, and some of the statistics from the tobacco are actually really
interesting. How can you get tobacco for under a dollar?
You don't. But here's the thing. You start offering. They didn't offer tobacco prior to that. So they start offering.
I thought everything in a store was a dollar.
No.
That's one of them. Which one is that? Family Dollar? Is everything a dollar?
They've got so many of them
they
now.
They call it Dollar General.
That's right.
The Dollar Tree and Family Dollar.
It used to be a 5 and 10 cent store. Have you ever heard of inflation? Anyway.
I figured they just make the portions smaller and smaller. Come on. Yeah. Look, like the Oreo. They only sent one.
That's right. The Oreo marketing scheme. We love it. Yeah, Dollar General's done the same thing. No, not really. They have items from many different price points. You know, everything is definitely not a dollar in the Dollar General. But when they added tobacco, one of the things that they found is 68% of the tobacco transactions actually included one additional item. So somebody runs in there for a pack of cigarettes and they see two or three other things that they want to pick up as well. So it seems to have been driving some of their sales. Overall, you know, profitability of the company, we like it. And we believe that it's still worth holding. So, you know, all things considered, bidding war, maybe. I really think Bill's probably more onto the thing, a little behind-the-scenes deal.
Completely speculating. Again, I'm just on the speculation.
You're full of speculation today.
Yeah.
But, inquiring minds want to know.
That's true.
All right. We're going to stop here. When we come back, we'll be answering more questions and touch that dial. That's
where you want to. All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.